إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، very all praise and the glory is due to Allah. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah, we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy, and we testify that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and final messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. Brothers and sisters in al-Islam, today we are going to embark on a glorious journey. Today we are going to leave behind our pain, our suffering, our struggle in this day-to-day life. Today we are going to leave behind the heat and the humidity of this summer weather. We are going to travel to a place of eternal peace and happiness. We are going to travel to the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as a reward to His obedient slaves. Therefore, our topic today is about Wasful Jannah, a description of paradise. And this topic is important because we must fully understand why we pray, why we fast, why we give zakah. The reason that we wish to worship Allah, but also to be admitted to paradise and to stay away from the hellfire. That's why the Prophet ﷺ used to ask Allah the Jannah. And it's narrated that the most dua that the Prophet ﷺ used to make was, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min al-nar. O Allah, I ask you the Jannah. Bring me close to paradise and keep me away from the fire, from the hellfire. So it's important to know the delights of Al-Jannah, to prepare yourself to do in this dunya the good deeds that will qualify you to enter in this place where you find the eternal peace and happiness. In this khutbah, inshallah, we will concentrate on three points. Wasful Jannati min al-Qur'an, description of paradise from the Holy Qur'an, and description of paradise from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and the lowest reward, the lowest position in Jannah. The delights of Jannah surpass imagination and defy description. The delights of Jannah are not known to the people of this world, no matter how advanced we may become. What we achieve is nothing in comparison to the delights, joys of paradise. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Their reward in the Jannah, their reward will be paradise and silk garments because they were patient. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. And when they are in the Jannah, they will be reclining on raised thrones, where they will never see the excessive heat of the sun or the excessive bitter cold, because in Jannah there is no sun, there is no moon. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا. And the shade in Jannah, shade in paradise, will be close to them, and the trees will bring their fruits close So they may pick whatever they wish. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. And when they are in the Jannah, sitting on the raised thrones, it would be passed around to them, vessels of silver and the cups of crystal clear. قَوَارِيرًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. Crystal clear, made of silver. And they will determine the measure that they wish to have. وَيُسْقَوْنَا فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. And they will be given a cup of wine, but not the wine that makes you intoxicated. This wine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared as a reward for his obedient slave. And this wine will be mixed with zanjabil, ginger. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى تَلْسَبِيلًا. A spring flowing in the Jannah, called Salsabil. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. And round about them will serve them boys of everlasting youth. If you see them from far, you would think them scattered pearls. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And when you look around, you will see a delight that cannot be imagined and a great dominion. عَالِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. The people of Jannah will be wearing clothes made of fine green silk and brocade, and they will be adorned with bracelets of silver. And their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give them pure drink. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And it will be said to them, this is a reward for you, and your efforts have been appreciated. Your deeds have been accepted. And Allah also says in Surah Yasin, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. This day, the people of the Jannah, the dwellers of the Jannah, will be busy with doing joyful things. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. They and their wives will be in pleasant shade, reclining on raised thrones. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدْعُونَ. And they will have fruits of all kinds and anything they wish to have. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. And it will be said to them, Salam, peace be upon you, a word from the Lord most merciful. Actually, the Jannah paradise mentioned in many, many places in the Holy Quran, and this is few verses about Jannah. Now we will concentrate on some of the Prophet's sayings, some of the Prophet's narrations about Al-Jannah. First, about admitting to Al-Jannah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة أحد إلا بجواز مكتوب فيه هذا كتاب من الله تعالى لفلان ابن فلان يا ملائكتي أدخل عبدي جنة عالية قطوفها دانية. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, nobody would be admitted to paradise unless he had a passport. Written in this passport, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Oh my angel, take my slave and bring him to a high place in Jannah, a high place in paradise, and let him have the reach to the fruits that he wishes. The Prophet ﷺ, when he described the Jannah, he said, وهي وربي الكعبة نور يتلألأ وريحانة تهتز وقصر مشيد ونهر مضطرب وزوجة حسناء جميلة وحلل كثيرة. ثم قال للصحابة ألا هل من مشمر للجنة؟ ألا هل من مشمر للجنة؟ قال الصحابة نحن المشمرون يا رسول الله. قال قولوا إن شاء الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about Jannah, by the Lord of the Kaaba, it is the Jannah, sparkling light, aromatic plants, lofty palace, flowing river,
beautiful wife, abundant clothing. Then he says to the Sahaba, the companions, who is sincerely ready to go to the Jannah? Who is sincerely ready to go to the Jannah? The Sahaba says, the companions said, we are sincerely, O Messenger of Allah, we are sincerely ready to go to the Jannah. He said, say, inshallah. Actually, the Sahaba used also to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Jannah, about joys of the Jannah, about the delights of the Jannah. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا بِنَاءُ الْجَنَّةِ مَا بِنَاءُ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَبِنَةٌ مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَلَبِنَةٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَمَلَاطُهَا الْمِسْكُ وَحَصْبَاؤُهَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْيَاقُوتُ وَتُرْبَتُهَا الزَّعْفُرَانُ مَنْ يَدْخُلْهَا يَنْعَمْ فَلَا يَبْأَسُ وَيَخْلُدْ فَلَا يَمُوتُ لَا تُبْلَى ثِيَابُهُ وَلَا يَفْنَى شَبَابُهُ. When the Sahaba asked the Prophet ﷺ to describe Jannah and what its filling made of, he ﷺ said, a brick of silver and a brick of gold and the cement that holds bricks together is made of musk, fragrance, perfume, and its pebbles, small stones, its pebbles is pearls and emerald, and its soil, it's dirt, it's saffron. And he said, who enters the Jannah will feel the eternal happiness and will not feel any sorrow. And he will live forever and will never die. And his clothing will not be worn out. And his youth will not be taken away from him. The people of the Jannah will not grow old. The Jannah has gates. Has gates, and this is confirmed by the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, the number of the gates of the Jannah is 8. So these gates for the people who pray much, who give in charity, who struggle in the cause of Allah, and the gates called the Rayyan for those who fast. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performs wudu, whoever performs wudu and does it well, does wudu well, then he lifts his gaze to the heavens and they say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. If he says, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, he is alone, has no partner, and that Muhammad is his slave and final messenger, the 8 gates of paradise will be opened to him and he will enter through any gate he wishes. This is the gate of paradise. If you make wudu and did it well and raise your gaze to the heavens and they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the 8 gates of paradise will be opened to you and you can enter through any gate you wishes. Also, what is the delights, joys in paradise is al-hur layl. Allah says, وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ. حُورٌ عِينٌ, the translation of the verse, there will be in paradise, حُورٌ عِينٌ, fair females, very beautiful females, with wide, lovely eyes. And they are like preserved pearls, well-protected pearls. And the beauty of حُورٌ عِينٌ cannot be imagined. The Prophet ﷺ said, لو أن بعض بنانها بدا لغلب ضوءه ضوء الشمس ولو أن طاقة لو أن خصة لو أن طاقة من شعرها بدت لملأت ما بين المشرق والمغرب من طيب ريحها. Only one finger of our حور العين, if it appeared to us, it will be brighter than the light of the sun. The light of the finger of our حور العين will be brighter than the light of the sun. And if a lock of the hair of Al-Hur Al-Ain appeared, it will fill what's between the east and west with the sweetest fragrance. So when brothers hear about the beauty of Al-Hur Al-Ain or read about the beauty of Al-Hur Al-Ain in Jannah, he will say to himself, what about my wife? What about my obedient wife who obeyed me, whom I have been living all my life, whom I have been living with her all my life? What about my wife who raised my children according to Islam, who wore the hijab? What's her reward for, what's her reward in the Jannah? The answer to this is that the Muslim sisters, Muslim women, the wives of this dunya, when they enter al-Jannah, they will be 70 times the beauty of Hur al-Ayn. And the beauty of Hur al-Ayn cannot be imagined. She will be 70 times more beautiful than Hur al-Ayn. This is the reward of the Muslim sisters who covered herself, who wore the hijab, who prayed, who fasted, who gave zakah, who raised her children according to Islam, who obeyed her husband. This is the reward of the Muslim sister who observed the Islamic teachings. She, in the Jannah, she will be 70 times more beautiful than Al-Hur al-Ayn. What's the number of people from this ummah, from the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will enter paradise? Actually, many, many people of this ummah will enter paradise, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only who knows the exact number. But keep in mind that the nation of Muhammad will be the majority in Jannah, will be the overwhelming majority in the Jannah, inshallah. And this is confirmed by the Prophet's hadith. I will narrate the hadith to the Prophet now, and I want you to ponder, to contemplate the blessings of Allah that He bestowed upon the nation of Muhammad. You will see in this hadith that some of the Prophets will only have a band of followers, and some of them will have only 10 followers in paradise, and some of them will have 5 followers, and some of the Prophets will have no followers, will be alone. The Prophet ﷺ said, I was shown the nations. And I saw a Prophet passing by with his ummah. I saw another with a band of his followers. Another with 10 followers. Another with 5 followers. And another who was alone. No one with him, alone. And I saw a huge crowd of people. And I asked Gabriel, is this my ummah? Jibril said, no. Look at the horizon. And I looked at the horizon and I saw a vast multitude of people, vast multitude in the horizon. Then he said to me, Jibril, this is your ummah, and the first 70,000, the 70,000 in front will enter paradise without being brought to account or without being punished. The 70,000 of this ummah in front will enter paradise without being held to account or without being punished. See the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this ummah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العلي العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings, good news for some of the Sahaba of Jannah. And you know the 10 who were given glad tidings. Among these 10, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, Zubayr ibn Awam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. But this doesn't mean that the Prophet ﷺ only gave those Sahaba. Actually, he gave other Sahaba good news or glad tidings of paradise. And this is found in many hadiths. The Prophet ﷺ said, I entered the Jannah and I saw al-Rumaysa, the wife of Abu Talha. This means that Ar-Rumaysa, the wife of Abu Talha, in Al-Jannah. And I heard footsteps. And I asked, who is that? Jibreel said, that's Bilal. Bilal ibn Rabah. This means that Bilal also in the Jannah. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I saw a palace with women in this palace, with women in its courtyard. And I asked, whose is this? This palace belongs to whom? They said, this is for Umar ibn Khattab. This palace belongs to Umar ibn Khattab. The Prophet said, I wanted to go in and looked at it, but I remembered your jealousy, O Umar. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was well known of his jealousy, where women are concerned. He was very jealous. He didn't want anyone to see his women. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wanted to go in the palace and look at the what is in this palace, but I remembered your jealousy, O Umar. And Umar ibn Khattab said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah. Would I feel jealous from you? From this hadith, we can deduce, we can understand something else. The Prophet said, I saw Abu Maysa, and said, I heard footsteps. But when we came to Umar ibn Khattab, he said, I saw a palace with women inside it. This means that the people of the Jannah are not on the same level. No. Even the Prophets, the Sahaba. Actually, Jannah consists of grades. Jannah consists of grades, some of which above others, and its people of differing levels and categories according to their position in the Jannah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. But whoever comes to him, comes to Allah as a believer, having done righteous deeds, for those will be the high ranks, the highest degrees. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, Paradise has grades. And the beloved awliya of Allah, who believe and are pious, will be placed in those levels, in those grades, according to their faith and taqwa. So your grade in paradise, your rank in paradise, your position in paradise will be according to your faith and your taqwa. But what the lowest reward in paradise? What's the lowest position in paradise? And the highest position in paradise? The answer for this question is in the following hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل موسى بن عمران ربه ما أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة فقال الله رجل يجي بعدما أدخل أهل الجنة الجنة ويقال له ادخل الجنة فيقول كيف يا رب كيف وقد نزل الناس منازلهم وأخذوا أخذاتهم فيقال له أترضى أن يكون لك مثل ملك ملك من ملوك الدنيا فيقول رضيت يا رب فيقال له لك هذا ومثله 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 فيقول الرجل في الخامسة رضيت يا رب فيقال له لك كل هذا وعشرة أمثاله ولك ما اشتهت نفسك ولذت عينك. ثم سأل موسى ربه وقال فمن أعلاها منزلة فقال الله يا موسى أولئك الذين أردت غرست كرامتهم بيدي وختمت عليها فلم تر عين ولم تسمع أذن ولم يخطر على قلب بشر. This is the highest Jannah. Moses asked his Lord, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the lowest position in Jannah? Allah said, it would be a man that comes after people enter the Jannah, after people already entered the Jannah. And he would be told, it would be said to this man, enter al-Jannah, enter paradise. He would say, "Oh my Lord, how? The people has already taken their place. The people have already taken their place. And have already taken their reward." It would be said to him, "Would you be satisfied if you have a kingdom of one of the kings who used to live in this dunya, who used to live in this world?" He said, "Yes, I would be satisfied." Then it is said to him, "You will have this, and as much again, and as much again, and as much again." And in the fifth time, the man will say, "Oh my Lord, I am satisfied." It will be said to him, "You will have all of this, and 10 times, double of this, 10 times more of this." The man will say, "Radid." Then it will be said to him, "Walaka mashtahat nafsuk," and you will have what your heart desires, and what will delight your eyes. All of this for the man, this is the lowest reward in Jannah. The lowest reward in Jannah. 10 times, 15 times, 50 times. More than like kingdom of the people of this world. Then Musa asked Allah about the highest reward. This is the lowest. What about the highest? What about the highest position in Jannah? Allah says to him, "Those whom I have chosen and I established, I created their owners, their owner, and the rewards they will receive with my own hands. They will be blessed with delights that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart can ever imagine." This is the reward, and this is confirmed by many verses in the Holy Quran. Brothers, at the end of this khutbah, I want to ask you the same question that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked to the Sahaba. "Ala min mushammir lil jannah?" Are you ready sincerely to go to paradise? Are you ready sincerely to go to paradise? As'al Allah al-Ali al-Qadir. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering and to gather all of us again in Jannat al-Firdaus, in paradise, inshallah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika min an-nar. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يفتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ولذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم ومرافقة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم إننا نسألك علما نافعا وقلبا خاشعا وإيمانا دائما ويقينا صادقا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واقم الصلاه.